So then you just see yourself doing this until you'll never lose interest unless you're healthy.
Well, I don't want to predict. I'll say this for the foreseeable future, I intend to keep doing it. But you never know what the future brings, to quote an old cliche.
I can't get rid of this question. I've got to ask, what was the make and model of that first new car you bought?
Oh, I bought a 1970 Cadillac. Coupe de Ville, brown with a beige top. I'm kind of a car guy. I've always had a lot of cars, and I collected cars for a while. Back in the 60s, I was buying American muscle cars. And when I sold the strip, I became nouveau riche for a little while and bought that Cadillac. I got that out of my system and then did other things.
Wow. Did you buy a brand new house?
No, I owned two houses in Kansas City. Not at the same time, but moved from one to the next. And we stayed in the second house after the strip was sold and then moved to California. So, no, I did not buy a new house.
Oh, my, that Cadillac. That was wonderful.
Oh, that was quite a big boat. I was pretty thrilled with that.
And now today, Cadillac has a whole different image.
Boy, it does. They really lost their way. In the 80s, they were taking Chevrolets and putting Cadillac names on them, and they were just awful cars.
But now it's more geared to maybe a younger crowd.
They're trying.
Yeah.
They're trying, but I still don't think they know quite what they're doing. They used to be the standard of the world, and now they seem to be kind of the confused standard of the world. My in-laws bought a 1985 Cadillac Fleetwood, which is the big one, and the engine had 145 horsepower. And in Santa Barbara, there were hills, and that thing would barely go up hills. And then they took the small Chevrolet and made a Cadillac Cimarron out of it. All they did was take the Chevrolet and put leather seats in it, and they just ruined themselves. They're trying to come back, but they've tried several different things. They tried to be sporty. They tried to be luxurious. It's like someone kind of going around in circles, not knowing what direction to go in.
Were you interested in cars when you were, say, a 14-year-old boy living here in Tulsa?
I've always been interested in cars. Since I was a little kid, I was interested in cars. I liked them and fascinated by them, and still am to some degree, yeah.
You remember in Tulsa, what was a car that you thought was really, really special at that time?
My first nice car was a 1955 Plymouth that I bought, I think, in 1957. I drove that about 50,000 miles, and that was the nicest car at the time I'd ever had.
Do you remember any names of the car dealers back then?
When you ask me a specific question, I can't remember. If we quit talking about it later, I could probably remember some of those car dealerships.
What about
Watt Henry? I remember Watt Henry Pontiac, Greenlease Cadillac in Tulsa, and the Cox Motor Company.
Yep. What about hamburger stands or restaurants?
Herdon's Hamburgers. Down at 11th and Pittsburgh with Harden's Hamburgers. I made a dollar a day, and I would frequently go and spend 25 cents of that dollar on hamburgers. I'd come home, my dad would say, well, why do you do that? I can make you a better hamburger at home cheaper. I didn't know. I just did it. But that's the one I remember was Harden's, Johnny Harden.
What about clothing stores downtown or department stores?
Then everything was downtown. I could get on the bus at my house and ride down on 4th Street and get off at 4th and Main. Brown Duncan was there, and then there was Vandiver's. North of there were a couple places that my dad would go. He always had good suits, but he would wait for the sales, and he would go buy his stuff on sale, suits and shoes. Those are the only two I can think of right offhand. There were the four theaters, Ritz, Orpheum, Majestic, and Rialto, all right there within four blocks of each other.
Since you had this fascination to be a cartoonist, what about cartoons in the theaters? Were they available, and were you fascinated by that?
Oh, yes. They would have what they call cartoon carnivals in the Saturday matinees for kids, where they'd have 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, I don't remember, cartoons. Just show one after the other, and then they'd show some kind of cowboy movie, I guess. Yes, I would say those loved them. They'd have Saturday afternoon double features. Rogers Theater, that was the one closest to me on Saturday afternoons. You got in for a dime and you got popcorn for a dime.
That didn't fascinate you to want to be making the film cartoons at all?
No, I just liked it. I just liked to go look at them, but no, I didn't want to do animation cartoons, no.
Do you remember names of the mayor, or do you know some names that were public that would come to mind when you lived here?
I don't think I ever paid much attention to that. My mother liked museums. She liked to go to Gilcrease and the one, Philbrook, yeah. In school, I think when I was younger, they would have summer art classes down at Philbrook, and we'd go down there and run around on the big grounds down there.
Did you show an interest or a flair beyond cartooning to paint or draw a landscape or cows or flowers?
Oh, not really. I did it because you had to do that in art courses, but if I recall, I wasn't very good at it.